Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Happens here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Hey, who that, man, this what you been waiting for? I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, cause now I'm getting hot enough to even want to stay at home. And she can't tell the difference, I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television, and did I fail to mention? Your girl is out of missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn, then I redecorated. That mean my tape was turned. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that got that flame? Who that got that flame? Who that got that flame? So don't worry about my name. I got to say, who that?
All right. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. It is Tuesday, June 25th. Welcome to it, and congratulations to all the NBA award winners last night. Giannis, John, is your MVP. And listen, and apologies as well to all the folks that got direct messages from me or someone that appeared to be me last night. John, I got hacked. The Russians got me.
Yep, they
got inside my Facebook account. Now I'm locked out.
Oh, don't you're locked out of your Facebook now?
I'm locked out. They got to shut it down. We got to go through more security questions. So I can't get into my Facebook right now. If you got something from me with a picture of yourself on it, I noticed this virus is good. Whatever this thing is, this hacker is good.
Yeah.
If you got it, it wasn't me. Don't open it and put in your password and all that, because if you do, may as well be changing stuff because you just got hacked. Russia is working today, John.
Yes, they are. Now, I got one of these. I got a picture from you.
Don't open it.
And it says, hey, John Martin, is that video yours?
That's what it did to everybody.
With a shocked emoji face. And I was just like, there's I'm not clicking this because the link is like caramel-halo-citron-. Like,
that should have been the tipper for me.
Yeah.
When I got one from my wife a couple of days ago, and that's when Russia got in.
I got really excited when I saw it pop up on my Facebook. I'm not going to lie. I'm like, boy, you know, Jason sending me a video.
Dude, I heard from folks I hadn't heard from in 15 years yesterday saying, did you send me a DM? My phone blew up at 6, 7 o'clock, man, and I apologize. Again, I'm blaming it on Russia.
Well, in many ways, then, this was a positive. This was a positive for,
I love people together.
I'm being serious about this, too.
Maybe you heard from that big girl, you know?
Oh, you're real funny. You stuck on yesterday. I'm being real serious here because one thing it lets you do, Facebook, I didn't know this, you can go and see where all you're logged in. Man, I was logged in Moscow like 14 times, bro. Moscow.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's exactly where it was. So anyway, keep us posted, man. Keep us updated on your
security.
Well,
I'm locked out right now.
It's a big show today. I'm just going to read from the 92.9 ESPN tweet. It is NBA awards galore, hoops news, and Grizz and Tigers right here on the Jason and John show. Here's what we've got going on today. At 11:25, we've got Clay Travis. Apparently, this makes me a white supremacist. This makes me a white supremacist that we have
a lot of
Travis
aligning with him.
That doesn't make me a white supremacist, however, though.
Well, I might be a white supremacist today, too, because this dang thing about the owner thing, I'm just not triggered by it.
Well, nobody's a white supremacist. I don't think you should just be throwing that around. you know, people take that seriously.
No, yes. They don't. Yeah, they shouldn't, with us too. If they haven't got us figured out by now, they'll never do it, John.
Somebody,
we may as well be some supremacists.
Someone said to me today that if they did...
You like KD. You going to respond to every one of these?
I think this was...
Like a little KD over there.
I think this would... Well, when you're accused of being a white supremacist...
Does it
that's
hurt?
That's a different level, though.
Does it hurt? Or do you, feel violated?
At least they didn't come at you at the mall video.
No, they did not come at me with the mall video.
They tried to call Brad Carson a supremacist. Yeah,
it was ugly.
Yeah, it was. Well, you shouldn't have been, you know, you shouldn't have been at the mall that day.
And here's what I've learned. You joke. Don't joke, because that's where this crap starts.
Oh, I know. That was not a good time for you or your family, man. You get called out.
I learned through that that is people are ridiculous.
No doubt.
To your point.
Well, that's why you have to. I feel like you do it. There is some level of response required. I feel like in some situations, you know, because you don't want to let things like that sort of breathe. I think if somebody calls me a jackass or an idiot or stupid or not deserving of whatever,
I hear you.
That's
a
fair point.
I agree with you.
I don't care. I don't care.
Shoot them down, brother.
Right, good point.
Don't care what you say about my ability or my talent, because that check is coming. Period.
Oh,
regardless
Lord,
of your opinion. But
yep.
this is you know, that is a to me where you draw the line.
Okay. Line drawn.
But we will have Clay Travis on the show today. At 11:25, and really mostly to get his thoughts on the UConn situation with the AAC. What he thinks about that? What he thinks about, you know, Memphis football and sort of
maybe
what their future is?
Our breakoff plan, like we were talking about with McMurphy. I'm not sure if you're on board, but I think I'm leaning this way. Look, I want Memphis to get into a big conference just like everybody else.
Yeah.
I want to be at the front of the line when that happens. But we all know everybody can't go.
Yep.
So at some point is the big question to break off. I'm going to ask Clay Travis. That fool got some plantation shutters.
Okay. All right. So we will do that at 11:25. Ooh. Then at 12:25, we'll talk to Matt Moore. Matt Moore, of course, from the Action Network. Talk some Grizzlies with him. Haven't caught up with him in a while. We'll get his thoughts on the Grizzlies hire. Just the general direction, I would say, of the Memphis Grizzlies. So we will do that at 12:25. We'll continue that conversation with Bobby Marks at 1 o'clock. And then at 1:25, we will be joined by Jason Fitz. So that is the show today. Really quickly, I know this was something that made your night. Maybe a tear came, you know, down your cheek when you saw Mike Conley, you know, accept the award on behalf of the, you know, Limbo. I don't know wherever he is nowadays. Who knows? But I know it made you happy. He won Teammate of the Year Award and Sportsman of the Year Award.
Proud of Mike.
We have to. I told you we were going to have a parade. I told you he's going to win.
Don't do this.
I told you he's going to win those two awards.
Don't be sarcastic about this. We are happy for Mike. We're happy for any award Mike gets, because he doesn't get enough recognition. He should have been an All-Star. Would have been if he'd been in the East.
Yeah. So
period.
So
happy for you, Mike.
Is that it? Is that it on Mike?
Man, can't wait to see you next season in that Utah uniform when you come on back. We're going to give it to you.
You're excited.
I mean, I'm excited to play him.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did.
I'm excited for him. You know, they're not going to win any. I don't think it's a tailor-made Marc Gasol situation in the sense that they go right in and they're competing for a world title next year.
Mm-hmm.
But he is back in the playoffs. He'll be a top four seed, I would imagine, 4 or 5, no lower than 5.
Yeah.
And I'm happy for him that he gets to do that. He just watched Mark do it. I'm happy he gets to do that. Is that okay with you?
It's okay.
All right.
Yeah. And then I got an email this morning, too, while we're on the subject of the Memphis Grizzlies and point guards. Bet Online has odds out and over-unders for the notable rookies. Notable rookies next season. Zion Williamson points per game, over under 18.5. Where are you on that?
I'm gonna go under.
Under?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
They got some other scores on that team.
They do.
He could end up at 17.
Ja Morant points per game, 17.5.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot for a rookie point guard.
But somebody's got to score on this team. You know, I mean, I don't
want to jinx him, man. I'm already doing it with everybody else.
I'm going over, dude. And they have
over 17.5.
Yes, I think he will average 18 a game. That's what I think.
Wow.
And then Ja Morant assists per game 7.
Well, that's happening.
So he's going.
Because it's going to be from the jump.
Look, if Ja Morant averages 18 and 7,
now two of those going to have to go to Chandler. He's going to have to knock down them shots with that broke knee.
Yes, but if Ja Morant averages 18 and 7, he will be in the discussion for Rookie of the Year, big time. Especially since you think Zion Williamson's a bust.
I don't think he's a bust, John. But you looked at me silly. Was it last week when we were talking about, you know, Rookie of the Year race, and we were mentioning Michael Porter, us expecting him to have a great year with Denver after pretty much what was a redshirt season, that's what you call it.
Yep.
Same thing as Ben Simmons.
Yep.
Zion Williamson, if he averages 17 points and Ja comes in here and does what you just said,
mm-hmm.
he's got every chance in the world to win Rookie of the Year. Now, is it going to be stacked against him already, obviously, because you probably already got voters already made up their mind. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Probably. But, again, you come in and you shine. And again, it can't be just second half of the season like it was for Trey. You won't come up that way. It's got to be all the way through the season. But again, I go back to something Rashad Phillips told us last week. It's going to be the usage rate with Ja. That ball's going to be his hands. You're always going to see him on SportsCenter. You've got that going for you. That name's going to be out early, and those voters will be on him early. I think it can be a race, is my point.
I think
it can be a real race.
The Nuggets like Michael Porter Jr. as much as you do.
What?
I don't think the Nuggets like Michael Porter Jr. I think you love Michael Porter Jr. more than the Denver
Nuggets. Dude, don't read Woj in these reports about Michael Porter. I'm trying to be a beacon to you and tell you what's about to happen in the league.
You could get – do you know what kind of juicy odds you can get on Michael Porter Jr. rookie? You need to go put $5. You will be a millionaire.
Like, I can get better than target value on
that's
that.
That's how long the odds are.
I don't have
are.
To put much down.
You put down $5, right. you will be a millionire.
I'll do that. But I like Josh chances more than I like Michael Porter because, again, I go back to usage. You look at the way this team is made up. Michael Porter, they got a good situation. They're blessed. They're just working him back into a winning team.
Yeah.
He's going to be a situation where the ball's in his hands every time they come down the floor like it is with Josh.
Yes.
All right.
And then young Obi-Wan, points per game, 14.5. So Moses going to average about 14.5. You like that or no? Over under for Moses.
For Moses?
Yeah, Darius Garland, sorry.
Mm. Come on, bro.
Obi-Wan.
I'll go. Sexton's taking a lot of them shots.
Mm.
I'll go under.
I'm going under on Darius Garland.
I'll go under.
14.5. Mm. Yeah, just to be safe.
Yeah.
You know, just to be safe. But anyway,
interesting.
So that was the email that I got this morning.
Jock going to give him a race, John.
I'm saying it today. Clearly, Vegas thinks he will. I mean, 18 and the over-under for Zion is 18.5 and 9. The over-under for John Morant is 17.5 and 7. So they're right there. They're neck and neck in terms
Trey averaged 19.1 his first year.
Yeah.
8.1 assists. Now, a lot of that obviously coming with some monster games there at the second half of the season. But, I mean, those are numbers Ja could look at.
Yeah, but Luka won, though.
I realize that.
Your rookie of the year.
Why are you so happy about that?
Because, you know, a lot of doubters.
A
lot of doubters.
You were such a Trey hater.
A lot of doubters.
All right.
But anyway, that's the latest. I know Trae Young was your rookie of the year. He was.
In my heart.
Because you mentioned Trae Young like he won the award.
If he'd done what he did in the first half of the season, but again, he doesn't become the player he is in the second half of the season without those first half struggles.
Right.
Right.
Right. That is
and
true.
I think that is the way to play it with Ja. You throw him right on in there in the fire and you let him figure it out on the fly.
No doubt. And if he produces like Vegas thinks he will firmly be in that race.
Absolutely.
I will say on Trey, he did get a chance to use Summer League last year to get a lot of that crap out of the way, though.
Well, that's a good point. He played there. Ja won't have that.
That's where he sucked.
So a little bit more of that rust you'll be working off there early in the preseason than Trey had, but
I don't really want to risk anything in summer league.
The difference with Ja, right? So much of Trey is perimeter. He was finally learning how to get to the basket against big contact in the NBA. In the NBA, there toward the end of the season, sort of figuring it out.
Yeah,
Ja, yes, he's a lightweight when it comes to right and he'll have to do that too. That adjustment when it comes to contact, but he can get to that rim better than Trey the moment he walks through the doors. The moment he walks through the locker room, he'll get a lot more at the basket than Trey had, you know, than Trey could early on, at least.
No question. All right. So listen, before the show started, we were sitting around, we were thinking about the day, and we had some burning questions. We had some burning questions about the Memphis basketball season, and so let's go through a few of these burning questions that we've come up with for this Memphis basketball team. Let's start with the obvious question, which is, how many times will this team lose?
You don't want to jinx it.
While we're on the subject of over-unders, now, we don't have the 100% like done.
Well, there's a couple bye games left,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, complete schedule. But we have, like I would say, we understand the major opponents, and we do know the conference pairings. So we
got all 18 games there.
We can make a very informed sort of educated decision on how many games Memphis is going to lose this year. So in your non-conference, let's start there. You got Ole Miss at the house. You've got Georgia and Anthony Edwards at the house. You're on the road at Tennessee. which is obviously having to replace a lot with Admiral Schofield, Jordan Bone, Grant Williams, et cetera.
Are they going to get Blackshear?
It sounds like it. That seems to be the
right,
buzz.
Well,
right
that
now.
Will help.
Yeah, that will make it them. A much better game. Can you imagine
absolutely
a matchup of Wiseman
wow.
and Blackshear?
That will be awesome. Ooh. Yeah.
And that would be a juicy game. That sounds like a CBS game.
I actually hope they get him for that reason. I hope they have him because I'd like to see a good game.
Exactly. And then, you know, you got Boogie versus, Josiah James.
5-star.
Yeah, so that'll be a lot of fun. So mm-hmm. you got your at UT on the road. You got NC State at Barclays.
Most folks expect them to be a tournament team.
Yep. And then as a result of that event, you're playing three more bye games.
Three here.
Yes.
Basically, well, against bye game, bye level opponents.
Right. Like, you know, exactly. Yes. Like, you know, you're.
We don't see those as threats is the point.
Yeah, we don't know the exact teams, but, you know, just think of, like, you know, rat teams basically for the most part. Then you're quote-unquote neutral site against Oregon, but it's in Portland as part of the PK80. And Oregon is going to be a good team because they're bringing back Peyton Pritchard. They're adding C.J. Walker as a freshman who Memphis wanted for a little while, mm-hmm. And also Chandler Lawson here from Memphis. So they will be a good team, Oregon will. I don't see him on any.
16 team last year, lost to Virginia by 4 points.
Yep. Lewis King obviously is gone. But again, I think when you bring back an experienced guard like Peyton Pritchard, you know, that gives you a chance.
That may be the toughest game on the schedule. We'll get to it.
Yeah, and then the other one we know of in the non-conference right now is at UAB. And, you know, UAB is garbage, so that's a win. In terms of your conference schedule.
Man, you just threw UAB in the trash.
Well, that's.
Oh, I feel you.
They're familiar with their surroundings there.
No, this conference sevens is important because of the pairings.
Yes. So you get single home games against East Carolina and Temple, which is great. You're not paired with East Carolina.
Both wins. You get Temple here. That's important.
Then you're on the road against UCF and Tulsa. You know, so
I just can't see UCF without BJ, without Taco.
They lost everything.
Right?
And Aubrey Dawkins.
Like, they didn't lose Johnny Dawkins. That's a good thing for the conference.
Yeah.
But to your point, yes, with Aubrey gone, they're do-it-all
yes.
guy in the postseason.
They're rebuilding.
Absolutely.
They're rebuilding.
That's two wins.
So you're 4-0, I think, in those games. And then your pairings. You got Cincinnati home and road.
All the other big dogs twice.
Yeah, UConn, Houston, USF, SMU, Tulane, and Wichita
so
State.
So Cincy, UConn, Houston, Wichita State all twice.
Yeah.
That matters.
So without knowing exactly, there's one or two other sort of marginal games that they will schedule in the non-conference. But just sort of
I mean,
this
is going to be – this is going to what's going to determine your seed in the NCAA tournament. How many games these guys lose?
I see two losses.
I see two losses. When you start looking at this, and I was shaking my head a little bit because I'm like, you know, we start going here, and this is one of the big questions, right? Because you're talking about a team that's going to be looking at what I think is a chance to have a top three seed in the NCAA tournament. I mean, that's where we're at with this program right now. It's exciting. I just feel like, man, you talk about two losses, John, you're almost jinxing them. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, we can give them four if you want to be on the safe side. But
give me the two. Oregon, Tennessee?
I mean, I'm going to give them.
Which one's the tougher game?
I think it's going to be at Tennessee because it's just at Tennessee.
The environment.
Yeah.
And they hate you, so
yes.
they'll be in there no matter what kind of season
yes.
they're having.
Yes.
You figure
so
folks
are. So I have to give them one in the non-conference. So either Tennessee or Oregon, right? Two feels like a stretch, honestly. Like, they're not going to lose. Like, are they really going to lose two in the non-conference? And then
let's stay in the non-conference. Let me throw just devil's advocate here. Georgia got the number 8 class, including our man Anthony Edwards, who could come in here as a freshman and score 25, 30 points. I mean, he's capable of that is what
yeah.
I'm saying.
Yeah, sure.
Key is you figure you're going to have a defensive game plan for him.
Yeah.
Sort of a shot at him.
You know, in your home. You know, you get the edge there. So, for sure. I mean, Ole Miss was a tournament team last year, but they don't scare me. They lost Harris Day, so I'm not.
Correct.
I'm not real worried about Ole Miss. NC State's a tournament team, but it's on a neutral site, and Memphis is just more talented than NC State, so I'm going to Memphis there. You know, at Oregon is interesting because they bring back – the Pritchard kid, and they're adding a pretty good class, but you know, I'm gonna give them one between Tennessee or Oregon. You can have whichever one. It doesn't matter to me which one.
I think if you try to talk yourself into they're gonna go through this non-conference schedule undefeated with a road game at Tennessee, a neutral site game against and it's really not a neutral site to your point, that game's in Portland against Oregon. I'm with you. I'd like to think talent's going to get you through and win you at least one of those games, but I'm going to put one loss on it, two out of those two.
Yeah.
So I've tried to throw the devil's advocate at you, but I'm actually with you on terms of coming out of that thing with one loss.
I mean, it is possible.
Come on, they're going to thrash UAB. You know, remember, they're not playing Northeastern anymore from everything we understand. That game's out. Remember, that had been a tournament team that we'd said, oh, they can give you a game. Now that one's off. And so, again, you look at this non-conference schedule, and there's some good opportunities for them in terms of you want a solid schedule. Man, to come out of that, I can't see it being any more than two.
Yeah.
I'm going one.
Yeah, and then in the conference schedule, you know, listen, you're on the road at Cincinnati, you're on the road at Houston, but, like, you know, and then you're on the road at Wichita State. So I think at most, though, you're talking two. I mean, at most. So I think
Houston road, because of Kelvin Sampson, yes, they've lost a bit, but they've got enough back. And because it's Kelvin Sampson, Wichita State, same thing on the road. Remember, that was a tough game up there last year. And we said, this is a great win for Penny, knocking off Greg Marshall twice. No question about it. But that is a raucous place. It's going to be a much better and a more experienced Wichita State team that went through the wars early last year, struggled, took those shots to the head, and came back and played strong down the stretch. It's those two. It's those two for me. Even with Cincinnati and Cumberland back, you know, it's not Mick Cronin anymore. And yes, a lot of, you know, sort of what they did will still be there. Again, you're not changing everything in a year. Memphis owes Cincinnati up there. And with all this talent, I think this is the year they finally sweep the Bearcats. And so it's the two road games at Houston,
right,
at Wichita State, that I think you got to worry about. That's it. I don't think they're losing both of them.
Exactly. It's a 2-3 loss season. I mean, I think that's where we're at.
What does that get you in terms of the grand scheme of things, in terms of NCAA tournament?
If you win the AAC tournament, right, which is a whole another beast, but if you win the AAC tournament, you're a 2-seed.
Well, you got to do more than that. Wasn't Houston a 3 last year?
They lost the AAC tournament, though.
Oh, you're right, to Cincy.
Yeah.
I sure did.
So they would have been. I'm going based on that reference.
Won't your non-con this year? I mean, wins that Houston had last year.
Yeah.
In non-con, was there an LSU or something like that in there? I want to tell you. Somebody early. Arkansas ended up being nothing.
I think it was Oregon.
Oregon's the team. Maybe I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Will yours be better?
I mean, you're playing, you know, Power 5 schools, you know, Ole Miss, Georgia, Tennessee,
NC State. Okay, do we think Georgia's
going
to be a top 5, top 6 SEC team, or sort of
I mean, you're going to need some help from them,
or top
obviously
of the middle of the pack.
Yeah. But I think your non-conference is better than Houston's last year, though, yes. So I think if you win the AAC tournament, if you only lose 2 or 3 games in the regular season and you win the AAC tournament, you're a 2-seed for sure. And there's a chance,
well,
if you get some help.
Going back to years of Cal here with this, that kind of seed.
Yeah. So I think that's exactly right. That's exactly right. All right, we're going to move on here. Will they add another player? Will the Memphis Tigers add another player for this season?
I'd like to give you a sexy answer and say, watch out for something. Somebody could reclassify.
Right.
But at this point, again, and they're in there with what feels like a pretty darn good squad.
Yep.
Yeah, we asked Madlock this exact question last week. Does it feel like y'all are done? And his answer was, well, it might not be. I'm going to say no, though. Going to say that they're done.
I will say they're
keep
not.
Keep one open.
They are not going to add. If they do add anybody, they will not add anybody who will contribute to this team next year.
Why add them?
Well, it could be a redshirt candidate, you know.
Could get somebody, you know, December as a transfer candidate could be better.
Right.
So maybe the best thing to do is leave that thing open.
So I don't.
And Matlock's talked about the value in that.
Yeah, it won't be anybody that really matters in terms of significance. And then another question: who is the sixth man? Because somebody has to be that.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Like, that's just the way. Like, somebody has to come off the bench.
Well,
okay?
Now you're going to potentially step on some toes, brother.
Somebody has to.
Don't look at this as that. Folks, yesterday, they went crazy. Gavoni's talking about, you know, we were amazed that he was going in depth on a breakdown of DJ Jeffries and his chances to be in the draft next year. And he starts talking about, well, he's got to watch the body. Well, we tweeted that out. It got tweeted out, and people think, oh, it's a shot at DJ. No. This was one of the foremost NBA draft analysts saying this is a guy that's obviously physically is going to need to tighten that up because he can be explosive off. It wasn't a shot. And so I want to start this off, John, as this ain't a shot to somebody because we're saying they could be the best guy for this team, the key guy for this team off the bench. It's quite frankly, you look at it as real and possibly in this sense, very valuable to this team.
I would say, like, honestly, if I'm Penny, and I'm sure he's done.
When you got this much talent, somebody good's coming off that bench.
Like, anybody ever heard of Lou Williams?
Well, how many six-mans he won? I feel like 10 of them.
Yeah.
Got another one last
anybody
night.
Anybody ever heard of Jamal Crawford? These guys have made very, very, very long and very, very successful NBA careers out of not starting.
Are you trying to tell me yours is a guard?
Oh, I think it's probably going to be a guard. That's for damn sure. It's going to be a guard. I don't know.
Might not be.
It could not be, but most likely it will be a guard.
Because I got one for you that might not be a guard. Yeah.
Listen.
Who's your guy? Go ahead and say it.
Well, no. I mean, it's going to be either Tyler Lester or probably a guy like Lance Thomas. Like, that to me is who you're picking from. Whoever doesn't win the job at the two will be the sixth man, is what I'm – whether it's Tyler or Lester. That's what I'll say.
Sixth man, and it's going to be valuable in terms of buckets. I think it could be Lance in the sense that everywhere you will use him, in the sense of the glue guy that they expect him to be. It's crazy how high – it's not crazy, but it's when you talk about this number one recruiting class, you separate that. You talk about how highly Penny talks about Lance Thomas.
Yep.
To the point so highly that you figure this guy's going to contribute. He's in there battling, and you heard about the wars early on with Wiseman. We heard about that. You know, Lance was going in there. And again, this is a guy who can step out. You know, who knows if he's 6'8", 6'10", John. I've heard all three different heights in between, 6'8", 6'9", 6'10". Whatever he is, we know he's a big that can step out for you. And as sort of what we see it, back up to whether it's Precious at the four, whether yep. it's Wiseman at the five, a guy that you can play both quick enough, we think, versatile enough, we think, to defend yes. multiple positions. That's a guy that is a glue guy. I know you're thinking buckets for six man. There's always that.
Yes.
But I'm thinking glue guy. I'm thinking it could be Lance. And especially
yes.
with how highly Penny thinks of him, you just
yes.
figure he thinks Lance is the answer to a lot of their questions.
Yeah.
James Wiseman said he's their best defender and three-point shooter.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not – that was last – really? Like, there are some shooters in there.
Well, I think he was just kind of – I think he misunderstood the question there. I think he kind of misunderstood the question when he was asked.
Lance can step out. Do we yeah. think he's a quality shooter as Tyler or Lester or Boogie?
Goodness,
right.
no.
If he is, then this team might as well chalk up the Boogie. They're going to the national championship.
Because if you want some if you want a scoop, this is breaking news on 92.9 powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by the 2019 Mercedes-Benz A-Class. Isaiah Maurice ain't going to play. So, like, Lance's going to get all those minutes.
Dare you.
He came on strong at the end of the year, but just trust me when I tell you, it's going to be the year of Lance coming off that bench for the Bigs. And then the last question I had, how does it look different with the new University of Memphis assistant coach, Cody Toppard, who is getting some major love, who got some major love yesterday from Gavoni, and I saw our man Steve Kyler also said something, kind of corroborated what Gavoni said. Yeah.
This dude's ripped.
He has a great reputation. Yeah. You know, my understanding is, you know, listen, Penny really trusts him. Penny really trusts him
totally
to run practices and to do all of that. And I think that's a huge sort of, you know, luxury to have a guy who was in the NBA last year around a bunch of young players in Phoenix, you know.
It sounds to me, and I know for a while, you know, sort of had my heart set on Miles Simon. I'm glad they didn't get him because it sounds to me like they got a steal. From everything we hear from whether it's Gavoni or, to your point, Kyler, everybody talks about, and I made this point to you after they got him, everybody talks about, and Gavoni said it yesterday, one of the best developers in basketball, period, on any level. Obviously, NBA is the one he just came from. And I go back to what I was telling you. You've got the pitch that you're an NBA staff. He goes with that pitch, just came from the Phoenix Suns, obviously. But it's about substance now. And it was about that last year, but it's even more so now. You have one of the best developers in the NBA now on your staff, right? So the James Wisemans, the Preciouses, the DJs, the Boogies, they all max out when it comes to development. Who's better?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, go find me an NBA guy right now that's better at development or has a better rep. So it's in terms of what you can have on your staff, it's an absolute steal. These guys will be better than they would have been
yep.
under a different developer, we think, because, again, he's got that reputation. Everybody loves him. And it's a guy we know that's worked with a ton of folks, including Devin Booker. And so how does it look different with him? They're better.
Yeah.
They're more developed. You don't have guys that are stagnant, right, that you're waiting on them to come around during the season. Remember last year we're trying to figure out what's going on with Parks and with, you know what I'm saying, and there wasn't maybe sort of steps. You couldn't see steps. You'll see these guys in the steps, I think, even more so on the floor with Cody Toppard in the fold. This one sounds like a steal, man.
No doubt. Yeah. I would agree with that. So those are the burning questions as of today. I'm sure the questions will change as we get closer to the season, but I think those are the biggest ones.
We're saying this team going to lose two games.
As of today. I'm going to say – I'm going to just go three just to be on the safe side, but I actually think it's going to be closer to two.
28-3 is what you're saying.
Yeah, I think that's –
31 games.
Yeah, I think that's very – yep. Yep, I think that's very fair. Or 29-2, I could see either one. That's a special year.
Lord Memphis, we're going to be celebrating.
They're so good.
That's
And they're so good, and the conference is it's honestly a perfect storm of things. The conference is taking a big step back. The team taking a huge step forward. I mean, I think these things.
Rob Doster has this as the 19th best team in the nation.
That's crazy, and that's going to look silly. That's going to look silly in 3 months from now. You know, like it just will. You know, 4 months from now, 5 months from now, they are too good. They are too talented to be the 19th team in the country. I just think I believe that. All right, when we come back, Clay Travis will join us. We will talk to him about the UConn AAC situation and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The Memphis Grizzlies have made their pick.
With the second pick in the 2019 NBA draft, the Memphis Grizzlies select Ja Morant from Murray State University.
He's the best passer in this draft, averages 10 assists a game. I think he's Patrick Mahomes. Pass with either hand, really creative. He just doesn't see angles. He creates them for himself.
Ja Morant is the guard of the future. The Memphis Grizzlies on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's finally here. The warm months, weekends filled with cookouts and pool parties. If you're like me, Gary Parrish, you're going to be at lots of cookouts and pool parties. And by at them, I mean hosting them. And if you want to sip a drink while you're on the grill or just hanging out, you should grab a bottle of New Amsterdam Vodka. New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. And as you surely know by now, it's so smooth, you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. And that's because it's an awesome vodka that's reasonably priced, which is among the reasons it's the fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. The newest is grapefruit, but they also have apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, raspberry. And check this out. New Amsterdam now also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name next time you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
Become a 92.9 FM ESPN Locker Room Club member now. Sign up on our homepage at 92.9ESPN.com.
Tennessee, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You go in for a hug, but the huggee pulls up for a handshake. You couldn't save yourself from the crushing inner cringe of a handshake-hug mix-up. But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your dopey arms, extended like a wounded bird, have become your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents and emergency roadside service.
Huh.
And while hugs don't always go as expected, you could expect your local Geico agent to help you save even more.
Ooh.
You couldn't save yourself the embarrassment of a handshake hug, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Message and data rates may apply. Up to 8 messages a month. TNC and privacy policy found at purple.com. Reply help for help or stop to cancel.
Here's news so exciting, it'll put you right to sleep. Right now, Purple Mattress is celebrating the 4th of July by giving you up to $300 off your Purple Mattress. That's right. Get 3 big ones off your purchase of a Purple Mattress right now during their huge 4th of July sale. This is your best chance to savor this true scientific breakthrough in sleep comfort. Purple is not memory foam. These patented new materials in a brand new design cradle your pressure points, suspend you in the feeling of weightlessness, and let you sleep cooler, deeper, and better than you ever imagined. And even better than waking up refreshed? Waking up with the extra $300 you saved. You can even try the Purple Mattress risk-free for 100 nights. Hurry, don't miss your chance to get a Purple Mattress with their best deal ever, up to $300 off for a limited time during the huge 4th of July sale. Find out how much you can save by texting BED to 303030. Text BED to 303030. That's BED to 303030.
What's your case worth? Dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And every Tuesday around this time, we talk to Clay Travis. Now, Clay, what's the word, man?
I'm doing well. How are y'all?
Everything is good here in Memphis. We have a lot to get to with you today, but I want to start in college athletics. I want to start in college sports because that's kind of been the talk around Memphis the last couple of days. UConn is taking their ball and going home. They are going to the Big East, it sounds like, for basketball, and we'll see what happens with football. Fundamentally, you understand the Power 5 structure. You understand what it means to not be in the Power 5 and how much of a struggle it is. What do you think of UConn's decision?
Well, look, I mean, I think, I don't know about you guys, but I think of UConn as primarily a basketball school. And I think that when you look at the nationwide marketplace, UConn has made the decision probably that much of their audience would much rather see UConn playing in the Big East, even if that Big East now obviously is expansive. I mean, I think it includes Creighton. I think it includes Xavier, you know, schools that are not traditionally Big East powers. And maybe that it doesn't make sense to emphasize football everywhere and let football be the determining factor in every decision that your athletic department makes. And I think there's probably a lot of people who feel similarly about that. And so it doesn't shock me. It's a bit of a retroactive decision to kind of go back in time. And obviously you can't recreate the Big East as it once was because Syracuse is not there and Boston College is not there and Pitt is not there. And, you know, I could run through a list of teams that obviously left to go to the ACC and try to find better markets, whether it's Rutgers or whatnot. But I think they see their future as better tied to basketball success. I think UConn's a little bit unique because certainly the UConn women are the biggest brand in women's college basketball right now. I don't think that's an exaggeration. So it's not just men's basketball, but I think when most people think of UConn, they think of basketball. And I think that is relatively rare in the world of football, where even a school that, you know, is like Kentucky, for instance, they make a lot more money off football than they do basketball right, because of the value of football in the SEC. So I think it's fascinating. I'm not sure how many other schools there are like UConn, however.
Right. I was going to ask, you know, UConn football is trash, right? Like, it's just like, and it's had 1 or 2 years sort of, you know, a common.
I mean, I think they were in the Fiesta Bowl.
In 2010, yeah. You
know, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
But so, I mean, they have been really good in the past. But, yes, right now they're awful.
Yeah, and it's hard to know, like, how it gets better. And the commitment, obviously, is not there. It's a cash-strapped state, cash-strapped university. I guess my question, Clay, is, you know, is this what's going to happen to any school like UConn who is outside of the Power Five, you know, who, you know, in most schools outside the Power Five don't have a ton of money. You know, football is a perennial loser for almost everybody. I mean, it just costs so much money to sort of operate. Is this going to be the way for the non-Power Five, or do you look at this sort of as an anomaly?
Well, I think if you are looking at non-Power Five, first, a couple questions that you have to look at. One, is there ever going to be a spot that opens up in the SEC, the Pac-12, the Big Ten, the Big 12, or the ACC? And I think the answer is no, right? I mean, I think we're kind of really solidified here right now with the 64, 65 teams, if you want to count Notre Dame, that are roughly in those Power Five schools. And then I think the next question you have to ask yourself, and I'm not sure the answer to this, but I think this is where the hope would come, is it possible that the college football playoff, which right now only has 4 teams, could expand to 8? And if it expand to 8, would open up a legitimate window to let a non-Power 5 conference team into the playoff? And if that is possible, then I think there is a reason for optimism if you are a non-Power 5 member. But I think the idea that you're going to be able to become a member of the Power 5 conference, that there's going to be a spot that opens up, or that your school is going to climb the ranks of football power, I think that's highly unlikely. So if you're a Memphis, for instance, I think the best thing that could happen to Memphis football is the college football playoff gets expanded, and Memphis football has the possibility of one day making an 8-team playoff in a way that, frankly, they don't really have the possibility of ever making a 4-team playoff.
But the question for Memphis right there is how long do you hold on, right? You want to be at the front of the line when this thing expands, whether it's expansion or, like you said, whether it's an expanded college football playoff and you get a shot. But for the majority of those schools, I think to John's point, you're probably never going to be invited in, to your point, where everyone gets in. So the bigger question, I think, is do you break off? Do you break away? We were talking about this with Brett McMurphy yesterday. Do you just ultimately do it, break away from the Power Five and do your own playoff? Try to do it better than them. Try to get the media, you know, get a good media rights deal. Because ultimately, Clay, isn't that the way? Like, they're going to let 1 or 2 in, but everybody can't come.
I think this is controversial, and certainly there are schools that hate this idea. I think that it would make sense to make for some of these schools to go and play spring college football. And I understand that that's a decision that a lot of people just refuse to accept or adopt. But I think, and I've been making this argument for a while, so it's not something new, I think there's a demand for spring college football. Like, if you started a college football league in March and you played in March and April and May, and you crowned your own champion in college football, and it was outside of the big, you know, 65 teams or whatever, I think that would probably have some appeal.
I'd watch.
The challenge is many of these schools make their budget by playing the big schools, right? Mm-hmm. By going on the road and getting paid a couple million dollars or whatnot to go get a beat down in Knoxville or a beat down in Tuscaloosa or wherever it is where you have 100,000 people showing up to watch, and these games are insanely high moneymakers. But I mean, I think that that is a I think that that is an aggressive and outside the box idea that would allow them to create their own dynamic brands outside of just kind of being the leftover schools. I don't think they'll ever do it, but that's the one that I would explore if I was trying to figure out a way to make a go of it.
The other sort of alternative that we've heard proposed is like a strict non-Power 5 playoff.
Yeah. And I think that would be interesting potentially to watch as well. I think if you played it during the week, there's probably a lot of demand. I mean, the challenge is you'd have to probably give up bowl season in order to do that. And so I don't know how that would work because contractually so many of these conferences are obligated to play in bowls. And those bowls oftentimes start early. So I don't know how you could fit a big expansive playoff of the non-Power 5 if you also then have to have teams that are showing up by, I don't know, December 17th to play in the Little Caesars Bowl or whatever it is, which is, again, a time when those schools, people make fun of the bowls, but millions of people watch those games. And so there is a lot of interest, and that's why I come back around to college football in general. If you could somehow play the playoff using the bowl existing structures, maybe that's a partial way to get it filled as well. I think you have to be proactive, and I think you have to be incredibly creative, and I think you have to give up on the dream of, oh, we're the next team up. Like, right
that's
now,
what I'm
those
saying.
Teams would hope is we're going to get pulled up. It's like, you know, being a minor leaguer and getting called up to the big leagues. I think it's hard for me to understand as I look at the television landscape what conferences are going to expand and add teams. I just don't think it's very likely.
I like your outside-the-box thinking on the spring league because I think there's an appetite for football right there. The thing is, to the point you make, those bye games, there's such a percentage of those schools' athletic department, you know that budget.
Yeah.
You know, so then going back to trying to do it at the same time, some of those early bowl games suck. I mean, I know they're great for their fan bases, and I know we'll never do this because – the big dogs don't want to give up the bowls. That's where all the money is. But if you started it right there during the slow part of bowl season, to your point, the group of five would have to give up being in bowls. But you start it right there when some of those slower bowls are going on for those power fives. And I think people would watch, Clay. I think you could do a playoff right there building up to the – obviously, you get it done before the big national championship semifinal and all that. You beat them to the playoff, having a bigger one.
Look, I think that there is an almost insatiable demand for – football on television.
Playoff football.
And I love it. You know, the audiences are pretty good for games that are on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. I understand it's non-traditional kickoffs and people don't respond well, but the MAC gets a lot more attention playing in the middle of the week than it would if its games take place on Saturday and there's all these top 25 games that are going on. And you hit on a good point that I don't think gets enough discussion when people talk about scheduling. You talk to a lot of coaches and they will say, look, you know, I've been on the other side of the equation when we need that buy-in game, whether it's FCS school or FBS school, the only way we can make our budget is if we go on the road and get to play that game or potentially multiple road games outside of conference where we're getting paid a substantial dollar figure to go on the road. Not to mention, you know, we think it helps with recruiting to have our team and be able to go out to guys and say, hey, you're going to get to play against a big SEC school, a big Big Ten school, whatever it is. I think the budgets typically require it.
We are, of course, talking to Clay Travis. Joins us every single Tuesday here on the show. You can hear him on 790 AM every morning, Outkick, the show. All right, Clay, you say we in America have reached the slippery slope of absurdity. What is the latest example of this?
Changing the term owner to governor in the NBA because a tiny minority of people, and I think it's a tiny minority of players as well, somehow are offended by the use of the term owner because they consider it racially insensitive. This is just, to me, the height of absurdity. You're changing a word in terms of reference to governor, which doesn't even make sense, right? I mean, because a governor is somebody who's different than an owner. I think it's something, look, I feel pretty confident about it because I put a poll up. We had almost 100,000 people vote in my poll. And if there's an opposite poll that's existing somewhere publicly on Twitter that somebody else can point to me that shows the reverse, I'm happy to look at it. But we had almost 100,000 people, and 91% of the voters thought that it was ridiculous to change the term owner to governor. So I think what we have often find ourselves in now is sort of a social media echo chamber where absurdity rules the day and reasonableness is left behind. I think most people out there listening right now, homeowner, a small business owner, a car owner, most people in America today aspire to become a part of the ownership society. And so owning something is what you ideally would like to do one day, like owning your own business, owning your own home, owning your own car. I mean, these are things that I believe the vast majority of the American public aspires to. And I don't think there is a racial connotation to it at all. It's funny, Draymond Green, who is one of the people who got this sort of ball rolling, I think, in many ways, by saying that he was bothered by he thought the term owner was problematic, in his own Twitter bio says he's the owner of a business. So, it is crazy to me. It's the height of ludicrousness.
He should say he's the governor of his business.
Yeah. Or, I mean, think about this. Like, I mean, you know, if you are the governor of your home, I mean, like, these are ludicrous kind of situations, right? So,
I do govern my home. I don't know about you, Clay. I govern the hell out of my home.
Yeah. I think the majority of people out there understand the difference between owning a business and owning a person. You don't own the person. You employ the person, sometimes under contract, sometimes not. But if you are a small business owner, take it outside of the world of sports, let's say you own a local car repair business, right? If you have 7 people who work in your local car repair business, the owner of the car repair business owns the business, and he has 7 employees. And I don't think anybody who's an employee of that local car retailer, you know, car repair business, is sitting around saying, oh, this reminds me of slavery. Like, if you don't like a job, and the great thing about America is you can leave and try to find another one. You guys, I bet, you know, to use an example based on where we're talking right now, you guys, I would imagine, have contracts with your radio station. You work at the radio station. The radio station doesn't own you. If you, just like I, wanted to leave that radio show and go somewhere else and do radio, I couldn't do it because I'm under contract to work with them. But at some point in time, if I'm not under contract, I'd have the freedom and flexibility to go elsewhere. And if I decided tomorrow I didn't want to continue to do radio, I could leave and go practice law and nobody could do anything to me. That's the great thing about being in America. If you feel like you're being undervalued or you don't like the particular career path that you're on right now, you have the opportunity to go elsewhere, just like the NBA players would.
I'm for change. That's really change, I guess, is the point I would make. We've talked about this before, so I'm on your side in the sense that this. Let me ask you something. Do you have plantation shutters at your beach house?
It's a good question. I know we have plantation shutters.
You damn
my house
right.
That I'm sitting in right now. I mean,
you know, I want to change it. I want to change the word plantation. It makes me think of slavery, Clay.
Well, the even crazier one is, do you have a master bedroom in your house?
Oh, my God. You are absolutely
like,
right.
Is there anybody
boy.
Out there who's like, Jesus. You know what, the concept of having a master bedroom, which is...
Make it the grand bedroom.
I didn't know that's what that meant.
Bedroom. No. We have in the sports calendar right now, the Masters. It is, you are a master of the golf course, right? You are the best. You are a maestro.
I hate that tournament.
But also, there were masters of plantations. I think most people are intelligent enough to understand the difference between those two things. I understand the power of language. And I just, as someone who makes a living in many ways writing, I despise when we just eliminate words from the English language, right? Because context is, in many cases, everything. But it's even worse when you eliminate a word and replace it with something that doesn't even fit, right? Like the term governor doesn't fit what an owner does. Like most people in common parlance, when they think of governor, they think of, okay, this is an elected official who runs a state. Or you think, like, this is like a part of a car, right? I mean, the idea that you have an elected official name that is now attached to somebody who owns a business, it just doesn't make any sense.
I saw this morning on Get Up. I thought it was a good question. Went viral. One athlete you wish had been perfectly healthy their whole career, Clay?
Bo Jackson. That was the big answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, great, in both sports. I grew up a huge fan of Bo Jackson. I had, like probably a lot of people who are listening right now that are around my age, I loved Bo Jackson. I had that black and white photo of him with the shoulder pads and the baseball bat on his shoulders. Yeah. I was a huge Bo Jackson fan. And, you know, the fact that he got injured as he did, if I could have changed anybody in my youth growing up and had them be healthy, I think Bo Jackson is as good of an athlete as has ever existed. And I would like to have seen what he was capable of both in football and baseball, where I think he would have continued to produce some incredible performances. So he's number one. I'm curious, who were the other names? Like, he's far and away the answer for me if you go back in time.
Well, the one that's over everybody in Memphis is Anthony Penny Hardaway. Jalen Rose even mentioned it there nationally. I mean, that's the one here for everybody. But I think Bo Jackson's the pick, quite frankly, if you take out Penny here in Memphis.
I think that's the one that most people are going to respond to. It's a good point on Memphis with Hardaway.
No doubt.
And look, there have been a few guys in the NBA who have gotten injured. Look, I mean, you could say, what could Greg Oden's
a good one
if he had had, you know, healthy knees?
Yao Ming was mentioned.
Ming is a good one. Yep. I mean, you know, what could he have been capable of?
Parsons?
I think there are a lot of NFL guys that hardly even got a chance to prove how good they were because injuries. Like, I can think about a guy like Marcus Lattimore who never even got to play in the NFL. And those names kind of come to mind. But to me, Bo Jackson is the easy answer.
Clay, always appreciate the time. And how can you help our listeners today?
TheHomeLoanExpert.com right now. You've been waiting around. Maybe you didn't refi. Maybe you didn't get a mortgage when you planned to in the last couple of years. Guess what? You're in luck. Mortgage rates continue to plummet. The 30-year mortgage is under 4%. It's wild. All it takes is 5 minutes to get pre-qualified at TheHomeLoanExpert.com. You guys know how competitive it can be to buy the right home. And if you want to join home ownership ranks, oftentimes that means you have to outbid somebody else to buy that home. How do you do it? Most of us, myself included, most people listening right now, don't have the cash to just put down and buy a home. You got to get a mortgage. And how do you get the mortgage? You go to TheHomeLoanExpert.com. It's not as intimidating as maybe you would have thought. 5 minutes at TheHomeLoanExpert.com, and boom, you're on your way to being a homeowner.
Clay, always appreciate it, man. Thanks.
Thank you, man.
Hey, appreciate y'all having me. Thanks a lot.
Yep. He is Clay Travis. Joins us every single Tuesday here on the show.
What did I tell you yesterday about that when we were discussing this owner word thing? I said I'd like to see a poll of the actual of NBA players.
Right.
And I told you, I bet it'd be close to something like, and I said 90%, something like the one that Clay did, got 100,000 votes. At 91% or whatever on Clay's. I like that Silver's listening. I said that yesterday. I like that he listens to his players. I think other leagues could take a page from that.
Agreed.
Okay, from that approach.
Agreed.
But it just feels like it's since a one or two guys said something, and you feel like you get. You know what I mean? It's not always you don't. It's not always necessary.
Right.
And in this case, I don't see where the real substance is. How does this change us and make us better? I'm for change, but change that's real.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure. All right. We'll come back. Bobby Marks going to join us at 1 o'clock. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The Memphis Grizzlies have made their pick.
With the second pick in the 2019 NBA Draft, the Memphis Grizzlies select Ja Morant from Murray State University.
He's the best passer in this draft, averages 10 assists a game. I think he's Patrick Mahomes. Pass with either hand, really creative. He just doesn't see angles. He creates them for himself.
Ja Morant is the guard of the future. The Memphis Grizzlies on 92.9 FM ESPN.
As a small business owner, when was the last time you considered switching internet providers?
I don't even remember. Running a business keeps me pretty busy.
Let's compare your current provider to Comcast Business. Are you getting fast, reliable internet?
Sometimes.
How about a full suite of innovative services like separate Wi-Fi networks, 4G wireless backup, and advanced voice solutions?
I highly doubt it.
Sounds like Comcast Business could give you more. Make the switch to the nation's largest gig speed network now and get an amazing deal. Right now, get fast 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 8/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
This holiday weekend, pack up the grill and put out your sparklers. This is one celebration you don't want to miss. Hurry into the Nissan July 4th sales event and save big on our tech-filled lineup, including Rogue, winner of the Consumer Guide Best Buy Award, Armada, Kelley Blue Book's lowest 5-year cost-to-own full-size SUV crossover, and Altima, an IIHS top safety pick. For a limited time, save up to $1,500 holiday bonus cash on top of existing offers on select models. Don't miss out. Like this holiday weekend, the Nissan July 4th sales event ends soon. Shop ChooseNissan.com and your local Nissan store today. For well-qualified buyers, $1,500 holiday bonus cash available on the 2019 Nissan Titan and 2019 Nissan Titan XD. Available on lease and purchase. Must take delivery from new dealer stock. Subject to residency restrictions. For more award information, visit KBB.com, IIHS.org, and ConsumerGuide.com. Call 1-888-858-8319 for offer information. Offers end 7/8/19.
JJ Hottail here. As an ex-professional race car driver, I'm used to taking risks, which isn't always so good when it comes to driving off the track.
Uh-oh.
But that's why I'm insured by Direct Auto and Life Insurance. I can get a great rate regardless of my driving history. They understand that nobody's perfect. Hello, officer. Save up to 25% with discounts at Direct Auto. Stop by a Direct Auto location, call 1-877-GO-DIRECT, or visit directgeneral.com today.
Direct General Group, Nashville. Rates vary. Discounts subject to limitations, terms, and conditions. How you buy impacts cost.
If you own a commercial building and someone says, you need a new roof, call Joe Stallmaker at 901 Waterproofing and Roof Coatings before you do anything else. Let Joe show you how restoring your current roof with a high-quality coating system can save you up to 70% compared to expensive conventional systems. 901 Roof's coating systems carry up to 20-year leak-free warranties. Give them a call at 901-287-1923 and give your old roof a new life. If you don't have a roof issue but know someone who does, contact 901 Waterproofing and Roof Coatings and earn up to $2,500 per referral.
This is happening. I'm sitting at my standing desk, not necessarily looking at celebrity gossip, when Kevin bursts in.
The new homepage module is supposed to go live this month, Deirdre, and the dev team's backed up for weeks.
Kevin's solution is to sweat through his shirt. I hop on Upwork and hire a web dev agency with a flawless success rating, because the new module will be getting done. And thanks to Upwork, this is happening.
Oh, you've got this under control.
Oh, Kevin. As a matter of fact, I do.
Upwork. Hire freelancers. Make things happen.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
So we were just talking about athletes, right? The athletes that we wish were healthy. Like I know you don't really get on Twitter after hours, but I know you have seen these social experiments. Like it's not
It went viral. I saw it on Get Up this morning. So
it's not just that one though. There's like a million of them.
Oh no, I don't see them everywhere.
They're localized, like favorite Tigers, first, you know, mm-hmm. favorite Grizzlies. Like anyway, mm-hmm. in whatever city you're in. Like if you're in Philly, you know, favorite Eagles, whatever. But the question that you brought up, and the one that stuck with you, was which athlete you wish stayed healthy throughout the course of his career?
Stood out because Jalen Rose immediately this morning says Penny Hardaway, and we all feel that way, certainly.
Yes.
But my point to you was we'd all be in Memphis, we'd say Penny, but how many other ones are there out there that you've got high on your list? Yeah, I think it's a great, you know, it's one. I see why it went viral. D. Rose would definitely be, he would qualify.
Yeah. Now, you said Parsons. Now, you were just kidding.
No, I wasn't. Like, when I saw Parsons was coming to the Grizzlies, I had this vision in
John
my head.
Too. John
of this 6'11 stud who can just dunk on people and is athletic. And he came here and it just, oh, man. It's so sad. Yeah. Still sad.
I'm just glad it ain't my money. I tell you that, man.
Heard that.
I'm glad it ain't my money.
Brandon Roy is one.
For
he
sure.
He was an all-star for in sure. three. I don't think I realized until I just looked it up again. An all-star three times in his first four NBA seasons before that knee. And so Brandon Roy, the former
That's
Portland
a good one,
Trails
yeah.
Blazer, should be on any mm-hmm. list.
How about DeJuan Wagner, man? Like, he had the kidney.
Yeah.
Didn't that man have, like, part of his colon removed
yes.
and all that? Yeah, he went down through there with the hell.
Maybe, maybe it was his colon, not
DeJuan
his kidney.
DeJuan Wagner is a great one.
DeJuan Wagner's good.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a great one.
He had colitis.
That's all, yeah.
Crohn's, that's a stomach issue.
It's not an injury per se.
Right.
But it's a it's a condition.
Penny would be in the Hall of Fame. That's why. I mean, that's another, but it's not just nostalgia here in Memphis. I mean, like, everybody knows.
Right.
I mean, he's fourth on this list of guys sixth on this list of guys all time, all sports, careers cut short. And Bo Jackson, of course.
Now, yeah.
I want everybody
to have a seat. I want everybody to calm down.
I got one.
What's your answer?
Marcus Dupree. You don't know dang thing about
yes,
him.
Yes, I do. He's the dude they featured on 30 for 30.
Dang, you impressed me. Where was he from?
Wow.
Mississippi?
Yeah. Man, you all over this.
And he went to Oklahoma?
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.